This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Saturday, October 25th. God's word for you today is unequaled. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 12, and it says, "Who else has held the oceans in his hand? Who has measured off the heavens with his fingers? Who else knows the weight of the earth or has weighed the mountains and hills on his scale?" Beginning today, we are going to look at four aspects of the hand of God. Four aspects of the hand of God. This is so powerful. You need to pay attention. The first is the finger. The second is the slap. The third is the punch. In Lagos, Nigeria, where I grew up, we call it the blow. When we hear someone say, "I will punch you," we immediately know the person went to a certain kind of school. But when you hear, "I will blow you," it carries weight and you know the person's cool. The fourth is the palm. Are you ready? The finger. Jesus speaking himself said in Luke chapter 11 verse 20, "But if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you." The finger of God is the intervening power of God in the affairs of men. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the finger of God will intervene in your life. Every situation caused by demon spirits, we cast them out now by the finger of God in the name of Jesus. The working of the finger of God is unmistakable. When the finger of God is working, you cannot say, "Maybe God has healed me," or "Maybe he hasn't." When Jesus touched the man in Mark 8, he said, "What do you see?" The man said, "I see people, but I can't see them very clearly. They look like trees walking around." Jesus said, "No, come back here." And it is because when the finger of God is at work, the results are unmistakable. In Exodus, Pharaoh sees magicians who are trying to replicate things God was doing. And God smote the land with gnats. And Pharaoh expected his magicians to do the same. Exodus chapter 8 verse 19 says, "This is the finger of God," the magicians exclaimed to Pharaoh. In other words, we cannot replicate it. The things the finger of God does in your life, nobody can copy it. They cannot copy you. If they try, it will not be the same. The finger of God is unique. Deuteronomy chapter 9 verse 10 says, "The Lord gave me the two tablets on which God had written with his own finger all the words he had spoken to you from the heart of the fire when you were assembled at the mountain." God communicated his heart to Moses by writing on the tablet of stone. In our time, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 16, "This is the new covenant I will make with my people. On that day, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their hearts and I will write them on their minds." God writes his laws with his finger. So, it is only the finger of God that can inscribe God's will into our hearts. And that is what happens when you open your heart to Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I open my heart, my life, and my affairs to the unmistakable power and workings of the finger of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.